Two women from an Israeli peace group came to speak in Milwaukee last month. Nadia Hamdan, who's a Druze Israeli, and Roni Yavin, who's Jewish Israeli, are part of Women Wage Peace. It's an organization that seeks a nonviolent and mutually acceptable solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, where both women have lost family members. The organization started in Israel in the summer of 2014, right after the last Gaza operation. The women spoke with WUWM's Mayan Silver about how and why Women Wage Peace came to be. Because Roni is more comfortable in English, she fielded most of the questions. Nadia spoke some English, but preferred to answer in Hebrew, with Roni giving a summary.
Every couple of years, we have another operation in Gaza, and nothing changed, but the life of the families that people got killed or wounded, their life destroyed, but nothing changed. So it was a spontaneous initiative of different women in different places in Israel. So it was the end of the summer of 2014 that we decided to start an organization, a women organization for peace. And our main goal is to get an agreement acceptable and appreciated by both sides. Not just one side will decide and then for the other, but both sides should get to an acceptable and respectable agreement. And this is our main goal, but we are saying that we want to see women involved in the process of getting this agreement. And also we want women to be involved in every point that there is a negotiation about security and peace.
And why is it important that it's women?
So it's important for us to raise our voices because men are in the army, men are running the wars, we have a majority of men in our government, in our parliament, and we are 55% of the population. We think that women think differently, manage differently, react differently. The priority of women is different. Our priority and even our values are a bit different than in generalization than men. So it's very important for us. And we right away became friends. I mean, we talk about life, we talk about the children, we talk about food, and we talk about what we like to do. And then we talk about these things about life together. We should look for life before war and do everything we can to look for a solution. And war should be, and killing people should be, the last option after we checked everything before.
And what are some of the steps and actions that you're taking to try to get this to happen? Like, what's the daily life of Women Wage Peace?
We have different kind of projects, but one of the huge projects that we did is the March of Hope, the March of Peace, and just calling out people to join us, women, men, children, old people, young people, just to say and to start to believe that we can build a hope here. We had a big congress for young people just a half a year ago, that we have 1,000 young people that came to Tel Aviv University just to talk about peace and how to break barriers. And so we are doing different kind of projects. And we also start a project in the Knesset. So the member of the parliament will see us and when they will see us with our white shirt and turquoise scarf, they will know that they should talk about peace agreement.
Have there been any activities that have been the most successful that you guys have done? And how do you gauge success? Like, what do you think is successful for what you're looking for?
That's a great question. How do you define success? But I think that one of the most successful thing about Women Wage Peace that we started at the summer of 2014. And at the very beginning, it was a spontaneous organization, and it was a small group of women all over Israel. And today we are almost 40,000 members in this movement, which is a huge success.
And there's no particular plan that you're asserting or that you're bringing forward. Is that problematic for the movement?
It's problematic, but also it's a good point. at a strategic point, actually. So it was a strategic issue not to bring an agreement and to say, okay, we are willing to this and this and this. No, we believe in negotiation, we believe in human beings, and we believe that egalitarian negotiation can bring us to a better place, that one. Two is that we know that many kind of solution had been on the table, and eventually that was not the problem. The problem or the challenge was the public opinion. The challenge was, as Nadia said before, the leaders, that they don't want to move from both sides. So we have the Geneva Agreement, we have the
Oslo
idea, and we have the Saudi Arabia offer and the Bush plan, and there is, I don't remember, sorry, now all these offers, but we have many peace agreement that were on the table, and it didn't work. So maybe the problem is not, you know, bringing another idea of solution. The solution is there. We should bring the awareness that solution should be back an option, Bichlal, an option in the horizon.
So for people who don't know, there are a lot of different ethnic groups and minority groups in Israel itself. Can you talk a little bit about what the Druze population is?
הדרוזים הערבים, הערבים בתוך הארץ. ככה אני מגדירה את זה, אבל לא כל דרוזים.
The way she sees it, that the Druze are part of the Arab society or the Arab nation, but they are a specific group of the Arab nation. And in each country, the Druze decide to be loyal to the countries that they live in. Like in Lebanon, there is Druze, they are loyal to the Lebanese. The Druze in Israel, they are loyal to Israel. That's why they serve in the army, and that's why they don't see themselves exactly like the Palestinian in Israel. They speak the same language, Arabic, and they share a lot of things in common in their culture, but still they are different. They see themselves as Druze and not necessarily as Arab. But Nadia represents herself as an Arab Israeli Druze.
So what does it mean to you to be a Druze Israeli activist?
I work in a Namat organization.
For women?
For women. It's 25 years. And I activist woman. The war in Israel, it's very hard because I come from a mishpacha shkula.
Well, actually, this is something that Nadia also told me, which is in common, that she came from a family in her background lost two soldiers, which I am too. And this is one of the reasons that we both decided that we want to be activists. As we see it in Women Wage Peace, from the very beginning, we had Druze, Bedouin, and Arab members, Christian or Muslims, because we are all Israelis. See, we are all Israelis, and we think that we should all be active. But there is a good thing about the Druze and the Arabs altogether. They can be the bridge between us, the Jews of Israel, and the Palestinians from Palestine, and also with the rest of the Arab countries. So knowing Arabic and knowing the culture and living the culture help them to help us to build this bridge and to negotiate better and to get to understand and to know each other better.
What is the response that you're getting for Women Wage Peace among Arab minorities in Israel?
האמת, בהתחלה הם לא רצו להיות שם, כי
so in the Druze society, it wasn't that hard to get women to be involved, but still it's not easy. But in the Palestinian Arab Israeli society, it was much complicated, and they were suspicious, and they saw that someone is trying to take an advantage of them and want them to be part of a movement just so somebody can show, look, we have Arab women in our movement. But it took time to build trust and then really to work together and to get to know each other and then work together.
Is there an effort to reach out to Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza?
Yeah, sure. Yes. First of all, I think that one of the main issues in our movement was that it is going to be a movement that will talk and speak in Arabic and in Hebrew. And Arabic to be able to talk with women behind the line. So we have a team that his job is to reach out and to be in touch with women from Judea and Samaria, from Hebron and Ramallah, and also with Gaza. So with Gaza, it's more delicate, but still we have some women that we are in touch with. And we have some partners that are not part of the movement because the movement is Israeli. So it includes women from Israel, from all walks of life and religious. But we have really close friends and close relationship with women in Bejala and Hebron and Ramallah and even with Gaza. And one of the members, she's a Bedouin woman, Nahia. She's a Bedouin woman from Be'er Sheva. She's originally from Gaza. And her family is there. She married an Arab Israeli. That's why she moved to the Negev, and now she lives in Be'er Sheva. But she has a family, so she talks. And sometimes in the times of when it gets very tense, like last summer, that we were afraid that another war is going to, or another operation is going to happen. So we had a gathering together down there near the border, and Nahia really, she called her family, and we talked with people. Nahia and Gadir talked with her family and their family from the Gaza side. And of course, we obviously heard the same thing that Nadia always said, that when you get to know the people want to leave. They don't want any war. They want just...
The simple people want to live in peace in Palestine and Israel.
Are you seeing a lot of obstacles in Israel? Because people from the outside may see it shifting certain ways politically or maybe away from the peace process. Is that something that you're finding when you're talking to people about this message?
Yes, the political situation is very complicated in Israel. And people believe that we are our problem or our challenges are very unique. Our sikhsukh, our war is very unique. There is nothing like that, and we can't solve it. One of the things that we do in Women Wage Peace is learning from other places. We learn about what happened in Ireland, what happened in Liberia. Now we have another group of women that will go to South Africa. So we said, okay, we are unique, of course, we are wonderful, but we can learn from other places in the world how they solve the conflict there. And this is a very new approach to bring examples from other places. But yes, it's the situation, the political, religious society situation in Israel is very delicate and very challenging. But as I said before, a lot is happening. A lot is happening in the civil society today. So we really hope that eventually it will pop up and will influence our leaders, and it will shift the attitude towards negotiation and eventually agreement.
And what's the response that you're getting when you're taking this message outside of Israel to places like Wisconsin?
People outside of Israel, it's support us, and it's easier for them to see the benefit and to see us and support us. So it's wonderful to come here to Wisconsin. And we want to thank Ilana and the Federation for inviting us, because I told Ilana, it's not only for people here to know, but it's also helpful for us to know that people appreciate that effort and want to hear about it. So it's very nice to be here.
Nadia and Aronia of Women Wage Peace, thank you so much for coming and speaking about this, about your work.
Thank you, Mayan, for having us. Thank you very much.
That was Nadia Hamdan and Roni Yavin of Women Wage Peace. They were speaking with Lake Effect's Mayan Silver. They were in Milwaukee last month to speak at the Jewish Community Relations Council annual meeting.